Okay, today we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. We're holding on the top of Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and we are at Tanya. So it says more Tanya, Rabbi Yossi ben Elisha Omer, Imri Yisad Dor Shetzaros Shabbos Bodes Elav Tzei B'dok B'dayani Yisrael. If you see a generation that there are a lot of tzaros, go check out the Dayanim of the Jewish people. Shekol Prodes Shabbos the Olam Labaya El Bishvil Dayani Yisrael. All the Prodes that happened for the Jewish people is all because of the Dayanim. Shnemar, Shimu Nazos, Rashi Beis Yaakov, V'Katzine Beis Yisrael, Hamis Avim B'Mishpat, Hamis Avim Mishpat, V'Eskol Yishor Ya When we have a so what is the Rishonim? They're Rishonim, but they place their faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to punish them. And because of that, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu alein shalosh pranias. Hashem will bring three different sufferings. Kineged shalosh averus shviyadim for the three averus. Shneimar lechem beglalchem tzion sadatech rash v'Yerushalayim iintiyah. Those are the three sufferings. That Zion is going to be a plowed field, Yerushalayim is going to be a churva, and Harabayos is going to be like a desolate forest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only rest the Shechina on the Jewish people when they get rid of the Shoftim and Shotrim, the evil Shoftim and Shotrim. Shenemar v'ashiv yadi alayich v'atzrof kabor si gayich v'asira kol bedi layich v'ashiv shoftayich v'rishon v'yotzayich kibat. Yerushalayim will only be redeemed through tzedakah. And they we will return with tzedakah. If the arrogant people were gone, batli amgushi, then the people that were mesis mandiach, the Jewish people would be gone. Batli dayani, if the bad dayana would be gone, batli gerzupati, then the shotrim of the Ovdei Kochavim that abused Klal Yisrael would be gone. The ibatli. The staff through which their attendants are able to do all sorts of abuses. Shevet Moshe Mel Tamil Chacham Shem Mishpacho Seyadam. That's a reference to the Tamil Chacham in the families of the Dayanim that lend support to these Dayanim. Marzucha Amar El Tamil Chacham Shem Lamed Mel Chosibul and Dayani Bor. These are the Tamil Chacham that put up these ignorant judges and say that don't worry, we'll take care of them. We'll teach them the proper way to judge. But then they're not there to teach them the proper way to judge. Amar Blaz Ben Malay Mishumer Shlakish. What does the pasuk mean? Ki chapei. That's a reference to the Dayanim that take bribes. That's a reference to the scribes that are dishonest. Those are the lawyers that act dishonestly. That's a reference to Balidin that are dishonest in their claims. From the day that Yosef separated from his brothers, Lotam Tam Yain, he didn't taste any wine. Rabbi Yosef Bechadina Amar Af Hein Lotam Tam Yain. Even the brothers didn't have any wine from that day. That up until that day they didn't have any shichrus, they didn't drink. And the other opinion says, Rabbi Milai says that they didn't get drunk, but they had to drink since then. Because in the schar that Aaron HaKohen was happy for Moshe Rabbeinu being appointed over Klal Yisrael, zach l'chosh mishpat al libo. He was zach to the chosh mishpat over his chest. Shalch le'bnei bishka le'levi, b'nei bishka sent to Levi kila mahu. What's the halacha about taking a kilas chasanim and spreading it out on Shabbos? Is it an iser of making noel to put a canopy? Keshusa b'karma mahu. Second shayla, what about planting hops in a vineyard? Meis b'yamtov mahu. If someone dies in Yom Tov, how do you deal with the dead body? So they sent the Shaila to Levi, but by the time the Shaila got to Levi, he was already dead. So Shmuel said to Rav Menashe, if you're a Talmud Chacham, you should answer the Shaila. So as far as the Kila is concerned, we looked all over the place to try to find a Heter. We couldn't find any Tzad Heter for it. What do you mean you couldn't find a Heter? We just just learned about a heter on Daf Kuf Lamed Chasam Amud Aleph, that if it's already put in place and you just need to spread it out a little more, that that's mutter. No, the Fishen B'nei Torah, they're not B'nei Torah, so you can't teach them such kulas because they're not going to know how to apply the kula. Kishus of Karma Irbuvia, we paskin that hops in the vineyard is a violation of Klayim. Why don't you send them the halacha like Rabbi Tafrin? The Tanya Kishus Rabbi Tafrin Amar in Klayim B'Karim Chamim Amar Klayim B'Karim. Rabbi Tafrin says it's not Kaleya Karim, and the Chamim say is Kaleya Karim. The Kaimel and Kalamekel Maritz Halacha Kamoso B'Chutz Laritz. And we paskin that if there's a more Mekel Shita in Eretz Yisrael, so at least in if there's a more Mekel Shita, so that at least in Chutz Laritz we can rely on that more Mekel Shita. So why don't you teach like Rabbi Tafrin the more Mekel Shita? Lefishayim B'nei Torah, because these people are not B'nei Torah, you can't teach them the more Mekel Shita. Machruz Rav, Haiman, the Bible Mizra Kshus B'Karmel Izra. If a person wants to plant hops in a vineyard, he can do so. Ravam Chasida Minagin Lavei, he would give Makas Martas Midraban for someone who planted hops in a vineyard. Rav Mishashia Yavle Puta Latino Pudakli Vizarale. Rav Mishashia used to hire a non-Jewish child for a pruta, and he would plant it for him. Vilitin Latino Kisal, why didn't he hire a Jewish child? Asil Misrach, it would have been bad chinuch. The Jewish child would have violated Klayim when he got older. Why not hire a non-Jewish adult? That would people would come to confuse for a Jewish adult. Mace, if that which we asked that if about a mace, whether you're allowed to bury it on Yom Tov. So Shalach Lui sent him the answer. Mace, he's asking me, lo yudan lo armayin, lo yom tov rishon, lo yom tov sheni. Neither Jew nor non-Jew should be involved in the burial, neither on Yom Tov Rishon nor on Yom Tov Sheni. Eini Yivam Rabbi Yudav Arshila Sam Rabbi Yasi Uvdav Bebe Knesh to Ma'on. There was a story in the Beis HaKnesset of Ma'on Yom Tov Samach the Shabbos where Yom Tov was right up against Shabbos. Lo Yadani Yimil Chnei Yimil Achra. We just don't know if Yom Tov was on Friday or if Yom Tov was on Sunday, but someone died and they needed to be dealt with. Vosel Kaved Rabbi Yochanan. They asked the Shabbos Rabbi Yochanan Amul Yisas Me'amin and Paskin, let the Goyim deal with him and bury him. Amar Rav Ameis the Yom Tov Rishon Yisas Me'amin. So Rav says if someone dies in Yom Tov, if someone dies in Yom Tov Rishon, so the non-Jewish people can bury him. Yom Tov Sheni is asked by Yisrael, and Yom Tov Sheni Jewish people can bury him. I feel Yom Tov Sheni shall Rosh Hashanah, and that's true even on Yom Tov Sheni Rosh Hashanah. Mashen came to Beitza, as opposed to by a Beitza where we're more machmir on the Shnei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah than we are on Yom Tov Rishon. So the Shaila stands. Why don't we let the people know that there is a way to handle the mace on Yom Tov? So says Melech Yisheinu B'nei Taru. Once again, since the Rein B'nei Taru, we're afraid to give any kulas. Okay, we'll pick up from Amar Avavin next time.